Guadalajara is the capital city of the Mexican state of Jalisco and means Valley of Stones. It was named after the Spanish city, Guadalajara, the word originating from Spanish Arabic, a variety of Arabic spoken in Spain back when it was under Muslim rule. Guadalajara is probably best known for tequila and, of course, mariachi music. Tequila is a regionally specific name for a distilled beverage made from the blue agave plant, primarily in the area surrounding the city of Tequila, about 40 miles northwest of Guadalajara. Although the Aztec were making a fermented beverage from the agave plant long before the Spanish arrived in 1521, tequila was officially established in the year 1666. Tequila is commonly served as a shot with salt and lime, and Mexican laws state that tequila can only be produced in the state of Jalisco, with very few exceptions. Tobacco and various hallucinogenic drugs were smoked all over the Americas as early as 5000 BC in shamanistic rituals. For example, here we see a Mexican carving from the temple at Palenque depicting a Mayan priest using a smoking tube. And here, Aztec women are handed flowers and smoking tubes before eating at a banquet, and that's from the 16th century Florentine Codex. There's an Aztec goddess whose body was said to have consisted of tobacco, and the priests that performed human sacrifices wore tobacco gourds as symbols of divinity. The smoking of tobacco and various other hallucinogenic drugs was used to achieve trances and to come into contact with the spirit world. Reports from the first European explorers and conquistadors to reach the Americas tell of rituals where native priests smoke themselves into such high degrees of intoxication that it's unlikely that the rituals were limited to just tobacco. Cocaine is extracted from coca tree leaves, a plant native to South America and used across the Americas since ancient times. In 1976, traces of cocaine and tobacco, plants only to have existed in the Americas prior to Columbus, were found in some Egyptian mummies. While some were initially skeptical of the findings, samples from 134 separate bodies were taken dating to a time long before Columbus or the Vikings. One third of these contained both nicotine and cocaine. My name is Robert Sepper. My books are available on Amazon.com. If you like my videos, please subscribe, share. I love reading your comments, and I thank you for listening. See you next time.